WIRX, everything that rocks.
Here we go!
Well, good morning. Brock. Hunter.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. Oh, good news just about quitting time for us. I know everyone's happy to hear that, so we'll send you about your day without us bothering you, at least until the afternoon, that is.
And clapping then you, us off yeah. like Eli Manning. That's great.
Oh, we're done. Oh, okay. Yeah? Are you sure? Yeah, yeah, they're clapping us off. We got to go.
I haven't retired yet. What are you
Oh, no, you're done. Oh, no. Oh, no. We've decided. We've decided. Well, we still got what we learned on the show today, so hang out for that. Right now, though, it's time for your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today, and I didn't know this was a thing. You probably didn't know this was a thing. I'm going to say 99% of the population didn't know that this was a thing. Apparently, it's bad etiquette to eat a hot dog in more than 5 bites. Now, that's at least according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, which, again, did not know was a thing. Unless, of course, Hunter, it's a foot-long wiener. In that case, 7 bites is acceptable.
7 bites. 7
bites. Foot-long. Well, here's the damnedest thing for you. That? You don't even chew. You just put that thing right down the throat.
Oh yeah, it just goes right down the hatch, man. Right.
Your
Doesn't
mascara
even touch any walls.
Your mascara runs a little bit, but you get it done. I mean, I guess it makes sense, but like, who's the one that came up with this? Like, wait, hold on. We got to put a limit on these bites on these hot dogs. All right.
What's the reasoning behind this? Because I got a question. Have you ever been to any golf course and tried those hot dogs?
Man, those are big,
massive.
Those are big. Right?
Massive and, hot
dogs. And hot dogs are different shapes and sizes. You talk like the little kind of basic weenie. I mean, I could get that done in 3 bites, right? But yeah, you get
I'm
a big old
imagine
girthy.
Imagine eating a hot dog right now. 1, 2, 3. I'm like a little bit halfway done with it. A little bit more than halfway.
Yeah.
5 bites it's going to take me.
Well, if you don't want to look like a peasant, you know.
If you so
wanna,
if I take a 6th bite.
And also,
less of a man or something? Or what is that?
Also, too, where am I at where it's fancy enough that etiquette is going to be coming into play while eating hot dogs? It's not like they're serving that at some black tie event. Like, oh, yes, for tonight's dinner, we have a wonderful cream fraiche covered hot dog. It's like, what? No, no. It should be like goose
you know
or something.
Funny? Hot dog might be the only thing that shoving something down the hatch is good etiquette.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Yeah. Get this thing done. It's lips and booty holes in an intestine casing. You know, just wolf that thing down, all right?
If you lightly eat this thing, nobody's happy about it. You got to shove this thing into your mouth.
There's also got to be a line, too, where just 1 bite, that's like, whoa, hold on a sec now, right? So there's, I don't know.
Is that great etiquette?
Right? Is that the best etiquette?
That's the best etiquette.
Just one Kobayashi right. That thing or whatever.
Kobe, yeah, you can Joey Chestnut that thing down.
He's got the best hot dog etiquette I've ever seen. And where do brats fall in this? Where do Polish sausages fall in this? Right? Because you're not getting a big old hearty beer brat down in 5 bites, are you?
Man, yeah, especially one of those big fat ones. Ooh,
right. I can't believe this is, folks, believe me, it is not lost on me that we're talking about this, right? And how ridiculous it is. But apparently, the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, which is the real thing, has rules, okay?
Man.
Has rules. Or in Hunter's case, just deep throat.
God, I had my mouth on a brat the other day and it popped and shot me in the eye. Oh.
Hey, let's not talk about what you do on your OnlyFans, okay? Let's just, I know exactly what you did there, right? I know exactly what you were saying.
You know, brat, you know.
You clean it up, all right? This is a family show. A family show. All right, well, there you go. That is your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. We're going to be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.
WIRX has your...